everyone, welcome back to Cinema Gems. And as always, I'm your host, the Admirable Admiral. And as always, the video store in your hometown that's somewhere. And yes, we're still open. I changed it for some reason, and that crunch, crunch, crunch is the fantastic Miss Frida, because she likes to take her mouthful of food and go sit up on the counter. She's like a cat, but a dog. And of course, the Honorable Tesla's here like always. And of course, that very illustrious laughter is not my co-host. That is, my co-host is the fantastic Mr. Buttmeister himself.
Oh, hi everybody. What's up? Glad to be back after a week or two of, you were in Disney World for a little while. Do you want to talk about that real quick? Well, introduce the other person in the video store we got today.
Oh, that's Patron.
Okay, cool.
That was the laugh. That was the Patron.
You said it very quickly.
You did say it very quickly. But yeah.
Look, there goes Frida, getting a mouthful of food, going up on the counter.
I have a question for you, because you just came back from Disney
World. Wait. Before we do that.
Okay, what?
Tell the people what we do here.
So, welcome to Cinema Gems. We're a podcast where we talk mostly about movies, but also sometimes some other things that we like video games, TV shows, candy, beer, whiskey that one time.
Barbecue sauces.
Barbecue sauces another time. We'll talk about pretty much anything in front of us, but we try to keep on the topic of movies most of the time, and that's very relevant today, especially, because of what we got coming up this weekend.
Yeah. All right.
Wait,
so,
there's currently a Miss Frida flying in the video store.
So as
you can't see it, but like just imagine Miss Frida flying with like a rainbow farting behind her.
But yeah, so as the illustrious Buttmeister said, Disney World.
Disney World. Yeah, so I have one really big question for you, because I don't know what all parks you did, but please tell me about Galaxy's Edge.
Amazing.
You want to be spoiled?
It's so amazing.
Oh no, I've already like watched videos and stuff. Oh. Like I've seen
it's
several full walkthroughs of my people.
It was perfect timing.
It was bigger than what I expected it to be.
Cool.
It's not like Toy Story Land where it's just like
it's
a
tiny.
Small little part.
It's like it reaches in Toy Story Land, then it goes like around.
Oh,
but
wow.
And like there's a tunnel, yeah. And like right outside the tunnel is where the Muppet Theater is.
Oh my god.
And I had a Grand Admiral pin, as you saw,
yeah.
When I once left. So the stormtroopers walk by and they just go, they kind of walk up to me and I'm going like, oh, and I take out the Grand Admiral pin and they go, the First Order notices your loyalty and just walks off. And I'm just like, yes.
And
wow.
Then later we saw Kylo Ren when,
oh my God.
When we had the droid.
Well, yeah, we built our droid that we have here.
Are you going to let it be?
Yeah. Oh my God, this thing looks so cool.
I'm glad you did it on the pot. You're turning off.
Yes.
I hope he can
move
on.
Please put this on Instagram or Twitter later so our listeners can see this.
I hope he can move on 90s carpet.
He's so cute. I love the top of it because it's orange and black, which is my favorite color combination.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
So
Frida does not know what
Tesla
to think about this.
Tesla is twirling his head at every moment.
Can I hold it? Ah, it's so freaking cute. I'm so sorry that our listeners can't see what's going on right now, but there's this adorable little droid, and oh, my God, it's so cute. It's trying. It's trying.
I was surprised of how big it was going to be.
Yeah. When I saw it, I was like, wait, holy shit. That's the fucking... I thought it was going to be half the size. Sorry, I spit on you. That's how
excited. Spit on the droid. Take care of our
but
son.
But I thought it was... It's our offspring. It has no gender.
Oh.
I literally thought it was going to be this, like, half the size of what it actually is.
We gave it a sassy personality.
No, someone decided to give it a sassy personality.
What were the options of personalities for it?
First Order, Rebellion...
Or sass.
Sassy, and there was one other one.
Cool. Y'all didn't do the lightsaber experience, did you?
No.
We couldn't afford one, so we decided to go halfsies on a
droid. Gotcha.
Yeah. So this droid is amazing.
Was Rise of the Resistance completely insane?
We rode it twice.
Oh my god. How did you get on it? I've heard the lines are insane right now.
We had to be in the parks before 7 a.m.
Wow.
And we got into a virtual queue. The first day we got into group 9, the second day we got into group 42, which I really liked being in the group
42. 42. Yes.
The life. What is it?
Life. It's the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
That's right. And
it's my favorite number. 42 and 64 are my two
that
favorite
That is
numbers. 64. Nintendo 64!
Oh, really? Well, I think of 64 because Cartoon Network was on channel 64!
Yes.
Yeah!
Yes. That's, it's got the double meaning for me. It's both. It's the Nintendo 64 and Cartoon Network growing up in New Orleans. Miss Frida is very fascinated by this freaking joy. Hi, Miss Frida. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Hi. Okay, so thank you for letting me live vicariously through you in Star Wars stuff, and thank you for showing off the droid.
Everyone needs to go to Star Wars. Yeah. If anything, I think you should go and just do Hollywood Studios. I think you should just do that.
We got to ride the Tower of Terror for the first time together in our relationship.
It was amazing. Nice.
And we were in the first row, and I was scared to death.
I'll show you the picture, but we got to see Rod Serling.
Nice. Recreation of Rod Serling. We also got to do I finally did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Oh, nice. I've never ridden it. The line's always been too long.
I thought it was okay, but I'm not spending like an hour in line.
Fantastic Miss Frida, what are you trying to do?
What you doing?
She's trying to sniff out the droid.
I can honestly talk about Disney World all day, but I already listen to enough Disney podcasts, and we don't need to be another one of them, honestly.
Oh, by the way, Diz
Unplugged does it better.
Last one.
What
The Avatar, like, when you become an Avatar, the Flight of Passage?
Yeah.
I like that a lot better than Soarin'. Soarin' scares the shit out of me because you literally have nothing.
I love
Soarin'. No, you have nothing.
It feels freeing.
You have nothing.
This isn't Tower of Terror.
Cute. That's Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, this is not Tower of Terror, but close enough.
Haunted Mansion is one of my favorites.
Me too, I love it.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is so good.
But yeah, so that was a really kind of quick overview, about 7 minutes of our trip to Disney World.
On your on the Cinema Gems rating scale, what would you give Galaxy's Edge in particular?
Full gem.
Like super gem.
Super full gem.
If there was a super gem, that's what it would be.
I liked how Miss Frida's like, what? What's going on? Look at my ears. They look like a Shiba Inu.
This was outside of the Tower.
Yes. Oh, I love your pigment shirt. I love your dress.
Thanks. It's got all the Disney dogs.
Oh, it's cute.
But yeah. All
right. What are we doing today?
We are going to project. Project and predict.
Okay.
Which we have never done properly ever in this entire 5-year history of doing this. Any of the actual projector. You know how, I don't know about college sports, but you know how March Madness is the thing?
Sure.
We have never actually predicted a full thing. We've never done the bracket
thing. We've never done the full bracket.
We've never got a few here and there. So this year, year number 5.
Full bracket.
I'm hoping.
Okay.
I'm hoping that one of combined between the three of us, we get all of.
Ooh,
I'm at a bit of a disadvantage because I haven't seen a lot of these.
Between all of, all right.
You've seen.
I've seen a few.
You've seen the Disney movies.
All right. So we're gonna start from the bottom, work our way to the top.
Okay.
Like you should with everything.
Wait, yeah.
One more thing.
Jackie! Oh, it's cute. Y'all are, oh my god, you look so terrified. It's great. It's freaking hilarious.
All right. Okay. So, writing. Original screenplay. We got Knives Out, written by Rian Johnson. Marriage Story by Noah Bachman. 1917 by Sam Mendes and someone else. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, written by Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, written by...
Bong Joon-ho did Old Boy,
and also
oh my god,
also Snowpiercer,
the original Old Boy, and Snowpiercer. Yeah,
you mean to tell me that's the same guy?
Yeah,
that's my favorite Sandlot quote. I always
the most random one. All right, so you have a choice, Patron.
I feel like Quentin Tarantino always wins this one, but I'm kind of rooting for Parasite.
Okay,
but so. I'm going to say Quentin Tarantino is going to get this one.
So, I haven't seen Parasite or Marriage Story. and I haven't seen 1917 yet. I really, really want to. But I feel like 1917 is going to win mostly for cinematography and directing and not necessarily writing. So I think that really narrows it down to Knives Out and Once Upon a Time. And I loved them both.
Oh, you saw Knives Out?
I finally did, and I actually really like it a lot. Anyone who is mad about Rian Johnson having directed Last Jedi and written Last Jedi...
How'd you like Frank Oz's cameo?
Shut. Oh my god, it was great. Oh my god.
It was Fozzie Bear just reading the will.
I think I am going to give this to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, I am too, because to be honest with you, that's who always wins this.
Yeah.
Whenever he wins an Oscar, it's always this.
It's always for Best Original Screenplay. Cool. All right. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's unanimous for that. Right, starting off on the right foot.
Writing, adapted screenplay, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Woman, and The Two Peoples.
Two Popes. That's what you meant.
Jojo Rabbit was adapted?
Mm-hmm.
From what?
A book, I believe.
Yeah.
I really want Jojo Rabbit to win this. I liked The Joker. I finally saw it. But I loved Jojo Rabbit. I really wanted to win this.
So you saw that one too?
Yeah.
How'd you like Taika?
Oh, I love Taika and everything he's in, but as imaginary Hitler, oh my god.
Yeah.
Freaking hilarious.
So you sure? I'm pretty sure The Irishman would actually probably win this for sure. But I really want Jojo Rabbit to win.
I'm gonna root for Greta Gerwig because I love Little
Women. Oh, for Little Women?
Yes, yeah. It's for Little Women. I love Little Women.
So, Patron, Little Women.
I grew up... The droid needs to have a say. The droid also agrees with me on Little Women.
I didn't know it could still talk when I don't press the button.
sweet feminist droid. Thank you.
So I don't know if y'all picked that up on the mic. But the droid just randomly talked without any kind of input from anyone. It just... Yeah. That was...
Oh, it's based on caging... So Jojo Rabbit is based on Caging Skies.
Okay.
Which is what that is called.
Cool.
So Little Women, I have a soft spot for it because that was the first book I read after Katrina that started getting me back into reading again.
Okay, cool.
So I read Little Women and Little Men and Joe's Boys, and I was just like on a reading streak. So... I'm rooting for Greta Gerwig, but I think the Irishman might get it.
The Irishman?
The Irishman.
The Irishman.
He's the Irishman.
The Irishman. That was terrible. I'm
rooting for Greta, a.k.a. Little Women, but also Greta Gerwig in Frances Ha is awesome. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. There.
Which was also directed by Noah Bachman. So, anyways.
I'm rooting for Jojo Rabbit, but... I think Irishman honestly has a better chance.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. A lot of predicting Oscar wins is knowing how disappointing the Oscars are.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we have two lists. We have ones we want to win and ones we're pretty sure that they're going to win.
And the winner is often the most accessible. It's the one that has the most wide appeal to everyone. So the weird ones... usually, despite being the most unique, like Jojo Rabbit, like Joker, are usually not...
We are surprised sometimes when, like...
That's true.
When Shape of Water won.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, whoa. I feel like Moonlight wasn't very accessible, but Moonlight won.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So, but I'm gonna go...
It's unpredictable.
I'm gonna go with Jojo Rabbit.
Cool.
But like I said, probably the Irishman will win. Or it might be a surprise and the Joker would win. You never know. All right, moving on to visual effects.
Oh, Lion King should not be in this category.
I like how I didn't even name the titles and you're just like... So, Avengers Endgame, The Irishman, your favorite, The Lion King, 1917, and Star Wars, Episode 9, Rise of Skywalker.
Endgame. Hands down. Endgame. 1917, close second.
To be honest with you, either 1917 or Irishman is going to win. Okay. But Star Wars usually wins this every time.
Okay.
Have they won it every time?
About every time that they're in it, they've won it.
So you're saying...
It's going to be a three-way tie between Irishman, 1917, and Star Wars for those three.
There's only five of them.
A three-way tie for first place?
They can't. Oh, for you.
No, I'm saying, like, that's who I think's going to win.
Oh. okay.
I personally think that 1917 should win.
Yeah.
Because the visual effects was amazing.
It was very... It was awesome.
All right, so Avengers Endgame.
I think Endgame.
Okay. Avengers Endgame for Butt Maestro. Patron?
1917.
1917 as well for me. All right, so we're moving on to sound mixing. Ad Astra. Ford versus Ferrari. Joker. 1917. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I feel like Ford versus Ferrari has a lot of vroom vrooms.
But that's the only thing you got to think about is sound bites.
Yeah.
If you go and actually listen to the playlist on Spotify for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it has little commercials from 1969.
Oh, nice.
I feel like that would win that as well. But the other thing you got to think about is that 1917 also did a really good job. Yes. I don't know why Ad Astra's in this. There should be no sound in space.
I didn't see Ad Astra. I have no idea what it's about other than Brad Pitt being an astronaut. I don't know.
And Tommy Lee Jones is his dad?
Cool. Yep. I have no idea what it's about. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood has a good chance. 1917 has a really good chance. Ford v. Ferrari. I don't know. I'm leaning... If I had seen 1917, I would lean in that direction. I know that I need to take Buttmeister Sr. to see 1917, because this is right up his alley. Buttmeister Sr.
What about Mama Maestro?
Mama Maestro can't go to the movies anymore because she has serious motion sickness. So movies that move around too much, 1917, is one continuous shot that, she would throw up.
What about Ad Astra? You think she would like Ad Astra?
Nope. Nope, 100% nope. She walked into me and my little brother, as you would call him, adopted brother.
Adopted Maestro.
I'm going to come up with another name for him because he doesn't fall
right now. Category. Adopted Maestro.
Sure, Adopted Maestro.
Well, that makes sure that
she walked
that's
in on us watching Interstellar one time.
Oh, really?
And literally just watching a few seconds of it made her queasy.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Aww. That's a story for another day.
All right. So, Patron?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say vroom vroom Ford v. Ford versus Ferrari be like number one, like one of the choices for best pictures? They've got something back there.
Because they have
Matt Damon.
Do you remember that year when Mad Max Fury Road won everything for Best Picture? I feel like that's what they're doing with this. My guess, I don't have a preference in any of these. My guess is just Ford versus Ferrari.
I'm going to go with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or 1917. Okay. I feel like 1917 is going to win, but I feel like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, mainly from an audio perspective, of them having like old commercials. Because basically, you've seen it, right?
Yes.
So, I'm sorry. You've seen it, Maestro. The listeners didn't know who I was talking to.
Yeah.
So, you remember when they're basically driving around the entire town,
mm-hmm.
and you hear the radio the entire time?
Yeah. They're using period-accurate sound clips.
And to me, that's just
it's great sound mixing.
Exactly. All right. Sound editing. Here we go for Ford versus Ferrari, Joker, 1917.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
I think Little Droid is voting Star Wars.
I think he's voting Star Wars.
Because after I said 1917, they beeped, so...
I think they were just excited because they knew you were going to say Star Wars.
They can't even see! Their eye cannot see! Their face wasn't
like
this.
I think I'm going to go Rise of Skywalker on this one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars is going to win something.
It's going to win some things.
Might as well
for sure.
So Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the droid on this and go with
1917. That's a good bet, too. That's a good pick. Yep.
All right, so short film, live action. I have not seen any of these.
Not seen any of these.
All right, so Brotherhood, Football Club, The Neighbor's Window.
NEFTA Football Club is the full title.
Sorry, I couldn't ascertain that.
Do me a favor, hit Control Plus on your keyboard.
Control Plus?
Control Plus. That zooms in the screen a little bit so you can make everything a little bit bigger. Cool.
There we go.
NEFTA Football Club, The Neighbor's Wife. I'm sorry, The Neighbor's Window.
Neighbor's Window. I literally made it bigger for you so you could watch. So you can read it better, Admiral.
Lysexia is a bitch.
Lysexia is a bitch. It really is.
What's, can you say this real quick?
Saria.
And a sister.
I haven't seen any of these.
I'm going to go with Neff the Football Club because I had a trouble, hard time.
I can't vote because I haven't seen any of these.
Brotherhood.
All right. So now we're going to go to short film animated. Daughter, Hair Love,
Kitbull.
Memorable, and Sister.
Again, haven't seen any of these.
Hair Love.
I'm going to go with Kitbull.
Yeah, no, you would love Hair Love. Ha. Oh. See what I did there?
All right, so production design. The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite.
All of these are so fucking
I know who's going to win.
1917.
Or no. Irishman.
Oh, I was going to say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
I want Jojo Rabbit to win.
Me too. But for production design, actually, I think they're going to give it to...
You're right. I don't know. That's so hard. Because Jojo Rabbit had a very Wes Anderson vibe, and Wes Anderson would always win production design.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
I don't know. That's hard.
Oh, I'm glad we're still recording.
Wait, the production designer for Jojo Rabbit is Roger Deakins, right?
I think so.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, no, it's Robert. Wait, then I know Roger Deakins worked on... Not Jojo Rabbit, I'm sorry, 1917. I know Roger Deakins worked on it. Oh, God, where did it go? Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I made you lose your place.
Costume design. Don't notice the man behind the curtain.
There we go.
I know 1917 is going to win for this.
That's a good bet.
Because it's World War One, and how many screen accurate movies do you have in World War One?
And they specifically designed the sets so the cameras could move organically in one shot throughout the whole set.
And just the sets themselves are so grimy. There's all the dead bodies. And it's the mud and the disgustingness. Like, you really felt like you were watching, like, a live documentary.
There's also scenes where if you watch, there's a scene where basically he's trying to get around the I guess they were called the Axises? The Axis still?
Yeah, the Axis powers.
That basically it's through, not fireworks, but through flares.
Okay.
Just basically getting through areas with the sight of flares only.
Yeah.
That shot alone, I was like, holy shit, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Even though I was the only one in the entire theater that laughed, do you know the way? Tell me the way.
Oh my God.
I'm the only one in the theater that laughed at that, and I feel horrible.
So
because it was a really intense, deep drama scene.
Drone being merciless over here.
And I just laugh, and I'm like, I'm that asshole. I'm that asshole.
Okay, I agree. 1917. You've convinced me.
Music!
Ooh, original
song.
All right, wait, I'm going to put on my maestro hat. Here we go, because this is where I get into full gear.
All right, you get to Toy Story 4.
I can't let you throw yourself away. Boom, ba doo.
Rocket Man! You got to sing every title.
Rocket Man!
Now it's gonna be
long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Oh wait, no, that's Rocket Man. Where I'm gonna love me again.
Oh,
that it's an original song. I don't know that song at all.
We're just singing Rocket Man.
Whoops.
And then Breakthrough.
I don't know that song.
And then you have Frozen 2 with Frida
into the unknown.
As the salamander.
And then Stand Up from Harriet.
Yep.
Okay.
Randy Newman all the way. Randy Newman. It's a fucking farce that he was not nominated for Best Original Score on this one. Randy Newman.
Do you think that
Toy Story 4?
Did Frozen 1 win for
Best
Let
Song?
It go?
Yes, it did. Absolutely.
My bets are going to go on that, but. I like how the Fantastic Miss Frida is drinking.
Oh, everyone hydrate. Drink water. Everyone drink water or beer. Whatever you have in front of you. Just hydrate with something.
All right. So, Toy Story 4 for Butt Maestro.
What you got? Into the Unknown, Frozen 2? for Patron?
Yeah.
Okay. That. I'm going to go with Frozen 2 or Rocketman. I think Rocketman's a wild card.
Rocketman might be a wild card. I still haven't seen Rocketman. I really, really want to. I've seen more and more clips of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either yet.
And the more I see Taron Egerton and his, like, he Elton John are BFFs now. And it's really amazing. Aww. It's freaking adorable. Him, like, yeah, it's great. Ooh, original score.
Okay, Joker. Wait. The Little Women.
Joker by Hildur Guðadóttir. Little Women. I'm sorry. I know all these composers, so I'm gonna go through this. Little Women. Alexander Desplat. Marriage Story. Randy Newman. Oh, he did get nominated. Oh shit. Okay, cool. 1917. Thomas Newman and Rise of Skywalker. John Williams. Okay. First off, I haven't seen Marriage Story. I didn't know Randy Newman composed for it. I'm a little bit. I feel a little bit.
How
better.
Dare you?
I feel a
give
little
me
bit
your
better.
Hat.
You're gonna
go
with Marriage Story. Go with Marriage Story.
I'm going either Marriage Story or Rise of Skywalker because I've got. I would not be disappointed if John Williams won his last Oscar with Star Wars.
Do you think now when this says original score?
Do you think that'll be his last Oscar?
Look, he could keep composing. Or Disney could have, like, forced it or tricked him to sign some kind of blood pact of, like, you will compose for us until you die, and we will preserve your body so you will never die. Like, I could see Disney doing that to John Williams.
Do you think he would come back for Indiana Jones 5?
If he's alive when they're doing it, yeah.
Okay.
How old is he, like, 70-something?
He's getting old.
He's in a 78, I think.
About once a week, I Google John Williams and kind of hold my breath until I see he doesn't have a death date.
So when they say original score,
yes, it is the score, the orchestration in the background, the non-diegetic music.
So just
like the background music,
the orchestration.
So not a perfect type, not a certain song, just the orchestra.
Yes,
in
the whole soundtrack through the entire movie.
Okay,
the background music.
Thank you. I did not know this.
Yeah.
I would probably have to go with Rise of Skywalker as well because mm-hmm. That was beautiful. My favorite song on there is probably "We Are You Are the Force" or "We Are mm-hmm. the Force." That's a really good
we
one.
We are the Force.
Stop that! No. Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Or is that,
you didn't
oh my god!
My opinion.
That's,
thanks, Adam.
What's yours? What's yours?
I don't know. I don't have one.
All right. So.
All right. So one more point for Rise of Skywalker. Then
makeup and hairstyling.
Why'd you look at me? Well,
Bombshell.
I really want to see that.
Judy. Maleficent 2.
Mr. Savini.
1917. I'm going to go with Judy.
Okay.
Because I did not know. Bombshell. I did not know that was Renee Zellweger.
I'm going to go with Bombshell on this one.
Really?
They all
just looked blonde. It was just three blonde women.
No, but if you look at it,
And what's his face? That guy, the actor that's in Bombshell.
You mean the person I was actually about to say?
Sorry,
and you cut me off.
Now you know how it fucking feels.
The dad from Harry and the Hendersons, John Lithgow.
Oh wow, okay.
That's him.
Okay, fair. It was like a whole. What was the movie with? Christian Bale.
American Hustle?
The Machinist?
No, the one with where he's Dick Cheney.
Oh!
Bush or whatever?
It's called Bush?
No.
It's called Dick? It's called Cheney?
Yeah.
Whatever.
But John Lithgow's transformation reminds me of Christian Bale's. Okay. Like how he's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah.
So that was my trailer. Train of thought.
So you are not going with Bombshell?
No, I'm not. Okay. That is the
That's mine. That's
my show shows. Is going but my show's yeah. gonna go with
I'm going with Bombshell for this.
I'm
gonna
go with Judy because I watched it with my mother and it was really beautiful and amazing. And actually Patron pointed that out to me when we were watching the show. I was like, who is that? And she just goes, that's Renee Zellweger. Holy yep. shit!
Yep.
That's Renee Zellweger? So yeah.
Yeah. I'll go with Judy.
Cool.
You sure you don't want to go with 1917?
Not really.
Or Maleficent 2?
Melissa Adieu's great. I just don't think it'll win necessarily.
What about Jokaday?
I mean, maybe.
All right. International feature film.
Parasite.
Corpus Christi.
What? That's how you spell Christi?
I'm telling you, it's spelled Catholic Snow.
Les Miserables, Pain and Glory.
First off, it's pronounced Les Miserables.
And Parasite.
Parasite?
I'm going to go with...
Actually, it's pronounced Lazy Marab.
I'm going to go with Croissant, Les Miserables.
Oh, my God.
I actually haven't seen this particular version of Lazy Marab, so... I'm sorry. I haven't seen any of these. I'm sorry.
Because I don't think it's a musical. I think it's just...
It's a straight adaptation of the book, is what I've heard. Yeah. So, that could be cool. If I got to pick from a list of movies that I've never seen, I guess I'll by default pick Lazy Marab.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to move on to film editing, which I'm actually surprised that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's not in here.
I know.
Me too.
Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, and Parasite. Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit or Joker?
I was actually going to say Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah! Unanimous!
I like how Ford versus guys. Ferrari is not getting any love whatsoever.
I gave it some love.
You gave it some love earlier.
The sound editing.
Documentary! Short subject. In the Absence. Learning to skateboard in a war zone. That sounds cool. Very...
That sounds intense.
That sounds very depressing, and I would value my life a lot more than whatever. But... Life Overtakes Me, St. Louis Superman, or Walk, Run, Cha-Cha.
So I haven't seen any of these, but they all sound incredibly depressing.
I'm going to go with Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone.
Sure.
Steal mine.
Cool, another unanimous.
Yeah. Those are unanimous.
Three right. for three.
So, documentary feature. So we're going to go with American Factor, The Cave, The Edge of Democracy,
For Sama.
Honeyland.
So I saw the trailer for American Factory, and it looks very intense.
It looks,
isn't it on Netflix?
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm pretty sure I tried to.
American Factory.
Me too.
Since that's the thing that I know.
I saw the documentary, saw the trailer on The Edge of Democracy, and it was very intense. From the trailer alone, but I think I'm going to go with Honeyland because it's about bees.
Okay.
Assuming.
Oh, then I'm going to hate You're watching assuming. It because I have...
I mean, look at the poster and look at the
I
thing.
I can't see that
documentary.
Far. I don't know why it's so far.
If it's about bees, I'm just going to tell you right now I'm never going to see it because I have a serious phobia of any big buzzing insect. Oh. It's not even so much the stinging that scares me or bothers me, that freaks me out. It's whenever I hear right by my head, that I'm like, fuck!
Oh, wow.
Directing! The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho. I really want to see Parasite, because I love everything Bong Joon-ho is done. Damn. I think Sam Mendes might get this for 1917, and I haven't even seen it.
I have a feeling that Martin Scorsese might get it, but I think he also may have shot himself in the foot when he said Marvel movies suck.
Question, did the Academy only see 5 movies this year?
Right, exactly. That's
I feel like, wait
question.
A minute. There are a whole lot more really good movies this year than just these 5.
Oh,
and
yeah.
These same 5 are getting nominated for every category.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
I want Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to win. But I have a feeling The Irishman or 1917 is going to win.
Yeah. I think Irishman's going to win.
Cool.
And also, the Academy Awards hates Avengers movies, so except Black Panther.
Did you pick?
I said Irishman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I said bitch.
Costume design. The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Woman, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Little Woman.
Yep.
Like I am 100. It was beautiful. It was like all the dresses, designs were just so. If Little Women needs to win something, It should be that.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jojo Rabbit.
I hope that it's Little Women or Jojo Rabbit, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Once Upon a Time.
Maybe.
Or The Irishman.
Yeah. Either of those, honestly.
Cinematography! The Irishman, Joker, The Lighthouse, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
They're going to give it to Roger Deakins.
I have seen 4 out of the 5 of this one, and I'm actually going to go with Lighthouse, because the cinematography in that was fucking beautiful, fucking intense, and fucking weird.
Wow, yeah. I can't believe they gave it a nomination. That's so great. I'm going to go with 1917.
I haven't even seen it, and I can tell you 1917 is going to win it because of Roger Deakins. 100%.
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
Animated feature film.
Oh, my God.
How to Train Your Dragon 3.
The Hidden World.
I Lost My Body. Klaus. Missing Link. And Toy Story 4.
I've heard Klaus is really, really good.
It is.
Good.
It is, actually.
It?
It's okay. I watched it with my roommates, and it's freaking cute. And Santa Claus and the Mailman are totally gay for each other. It's amazing.
Aww. So do you think it has the potential to win?
I don't know. I think Toy Story might take this. And I wish How to Train Your Dragon 3 would have been better than it was. It was so good. I liked it. But I really mostly liked it because I'm already a huge fan of the series.
Yeah.
I just love
the
How to Train Your Dragon
movies.
The second
one was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. The second, yeah.
I heard the Missing Link was good, but they also didn't market it very well. So that's why I didn't do very well.
I didn't get to see it, unfortunately.
The Missing Link.
No, but what is
what studio?
What's it called? The
studio?
The studio, thank you.
Yeah.
It's the same studio that did Coraline and Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, okay, so that stop motion kind of... Ooh, I need to see that then, because Kubo was one of
It's on Hulu.
Kubo was my favorite of that year, whenever it came out.
I really want Missing Link to win, but I have a feeling that Toy Story 4 is going to win.
I think
Toy Story 4 is the
Disney
win. I haven't seen I Lost My Body. I have no idea what that's about.
All right.
Here we go. Here's the big ones.
Actress in a supporting role. We have Kathy Bates, Laura Dern...
You're going to say the movies
Sorry. Kathy Bates, Richard Jewell, Laura Dern, Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh,
yes.
Little Women, and Margot Robbie, Bombshell.
I hope Florence Pugh wins, because she was so great.
I'm going to go with ScarJo and Jojo Rabbit.
Me too.
Yeah. Kathy Bates already won hers a long time ago.
The Academy loves Kathy Bates, though. That's she's very likely.
All right. Actor in a supporting role. Tom Hanks in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anthony Hopkins in The Two Popes. Al Pacino in The Irishman. Joe Pesci in The Irishman. Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Tom Hanks.
Before we go, can we talk about the elephant in the room? How are two people from the same movie?
That's happened.
That happens.
But I thought that Joe Pesci was supposed to be the support, the main actor.
The lead?
Yeah.
No.
Who was the lead in this? De Niro?
Yeah. Is it Robert De Niro?
De Niro is the lead.
Okay.
So
that, to me, that's the only thing.
We'll see when we scroll up and see best actor.
I'm kind of rooting for Joe Pesci, honestly.
I love Joe Pesci. I really do. And if anyone for The Irishman gets it, I hope it is Joe Pesci.
Because you know why? He was out of work for what? He was out of work for what, 15?
Yeah. No,
15
he,
years?
He was not acting
this
for
is
a
his
long time.
This is his first role in a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like Joe Pesci should win it, but I know who's going to win it.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, Tom Hanks. Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood made me
Joe
fucking
Pesci.
Cry.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt just looks like a psycho. And that's in the movie, not
in the
real
movie,
life.
Yeah,
In the movie. All right, so now we're going to move on to...
No, not yet.
Actress in a leading role. We got... Cynthia Erivo and Harriet, Scarlett Johansson and Marriage Story,
Saoirse Ronan
and Little Woman, and Charlize Theron and
Bombshell,
and of course Renee Zellweger and Judy.
That's hard. I think it's gonna be Scarlett Johansson.
I think it might be Cynthia Erivo.
I think it also might be Cynthia Erivo. The Academy loves Saoirse Ronan. The Academy loves ScarJo and Charlize. But I think Harriet's gonna get this. I think Cynthia Erivo is gonna get it.
Now on that, Renee Zellweger did a fucking amazing job this year.
Absolutely,
she did an amazing job.
I've seen the trailers, and yeah.
It's scary how good of a job she did. Like there are points where I was like, "Am I is this Renee Zellweger?
So it's one of those instances where she really gets lost in the character.
Yeah. Cool. And the person next to me was like, oh my god, she was only 42 when she died. Did you not know that she died when you went to go see this? Did you not know this movie was by Judy Garland? All right, what so else we got? Here we go. This... Actor in a leading role, Antonio Banderas in Pain and Glory. Then we have Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver in Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker, and Elizabeth Swann's father himself.
Yep.
Jonathan Pryce.
So what's his face? In The Two Popes. Didn't even get a nomination for leading actor.
No.
Wow.
De Niro,
wow. So I am super rooting for Adam Driver, but I think it's going to go to Joaquin. I'm like pretty positive it's going to go to Joaquin.
I feel like I understand a lot of people are like, oh, Leonardo DiCaprio would have won his. He should have won his a long time ago for Departed, because Departed,
yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. He should have won his for
actually,
that
one. He really should have won his for Inglourious Bastards, Django.
Departed came out in 2006.
Yeah.
Django came out in 2012.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is that he should have won it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I think that he did a fucking phenomenal job, because if you look at the movie, think about it. He had bipolar depression. His character had bipolar depression.
I know you're rooting, Patron, I know you're rooting for Adam Driver, but you think it's going to be Joaquin Phoenix. I also think they're ultimately going to side with Joaquin Phoenix, but I kind of hope that it's Jonathan Pryce.
I know. Oh, that would be such a great...
Oh, like, that'd be great. I don't believe he's ever won an Oscar before at all.
He's been in so...
Yeah, my favorite movie of all time, Brazil.
Yeah,
he's been in a lot. He's kind of all over the place. He's a very under... He's a very underappreciated actor, in my opinion.
So you say Joaquin Phoenix, but it should go to Jonathan Pryce.
I hope it goes to Jonathan Pryce.
I said Leonardo DiCaprio, but it should go to Jonathan Pryce. And you say Adam Driver, but it's going to probably go to Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So that is the illustrious butt maestro for probably going to go to Joaquin Phoenix, going to go to Jonathan Pryce.
Are y'all keeping up? Is everyone following this?
It's and our two list.
Patron
also,
is...
Also, Adam Driver, if you're listening to this, I love you.
Well, of course he listens to it. I like how Antonio Banderas got no love, but...
I love Look how
the Honorable Tessa's looking at me like.
Oh, bloody.
What?
Oh, hey, Tessa. Frida votes for Antonio Banderas.
Look, Tessa's even like Antonio Banderas.
The dogs get Antonio Banderas.
All right, so best, we come to the.
Best picture.
The cream de la creme.
Why is there only 9? Isn't there usually 10?
No, there's not. It's 9.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we had Ford. Wait, before we go any further, are you aware that when this list came out, less than 10% of Americans having seen one of the movies?
Yeah, because none of these got a major theatrical release until... A lot of these aren't getting major theatrical releases until after the Oscars.
I think they're being released now so you can watch them in anticipation for... Well, no, they're getting a wider release.
Yeah.
Because I think me and Patron went on one day only that we both were off to go see Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, nice.
Literally the only time we were available, when I was out of the theater by the week after that. So, we have Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. But Maestro?
For Best Picture?
Now, you get two choices. You get a one you want to win in an alternate universe where Jonathan Pryce wins Best Actor. And what's actually going to happen.
I hope Jojo Rabbit gets it. I don't think Joker's going to get it, because I think there's too many better movies in this category.
Yeah, I agree.
1970 has a big chance.
Patron?
Honestly.
Wait, so what were your...
I think it's probably going to go to 1917, okay. Ultimately.
I am rooting for Little Women and Parasite, because it'd be crazy if Parasite would be the first international film.
Wait, what happens to if win it won Best Picture?
Oh, no, not the first international film. What is it? The first, Korean film to win.
Yeah.
But what happens if it does that and win Best International?
Yeah.
What happens if it wins both?
Parasite?
That'd be insane.
I mean, it'd be absolutely insane. I mean, as in, like, it will win international. I'm pretty sure it's going to win the Best International Movie. But, so I'm rooting for Little Women and Parasite, but I think it's a tie. I really can't choose which one. I think it's a tie between Irishman and 1917.
There it is. There it is. Bit of a fake out there.
The Admiral is going to go next. And he's going to go with... I'm going to confirm with my Council of Dogs. Okay. All right, so we both think, the three of us think, that Jojo Rabbit or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood should win Best Picture.
Okay.
That's in our alternate universe where Jonathan Pryce wins Best Actor.
Right.
But possibly, to be honest with you, 1917 is going to probably win.
Yeah.
Okay. Like.
War movie. People.
But see, Jojo Rabbit's a war movie.
Jojo Rabbit is on the same level of Inglourious Basterds, which also received a lot of nominations as well.
Yeah.
So.
Alright, so that has been our Oscar picks, and it's gone on a little bit longer than what we wanted to, so we're going to go ahead and get right on to the news! Alright, so, TV Bites, Reboot Rumors, Sequel Talks, or In Memoriam?
Let's do In Memoriam
first,
because I don't like...
There was a new one that just happened.
Oh, no. Wait, what?
Richard Douglas? Is that Kirk Douglas, I mean.
So you have Kirk Douglas that passed away. He's 103 years old. He was in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. He was also in Spartacus. A lot of people know him from that. He's also Michael Douglas's dad, so our hearts go out to him. And also, guys, he was 103. Holy shit. Not that many people live to be 103. Yeah. And we also have Jack Burns, who is the head writer of The Muppet Show, which most of my childhood jokes come from. He is a very prolific author, writer, whatever you want to say. It's very meaningful that he did a lot of work for... a show that was very groundbreaking for its time. And also, guys, there's Terry Jones, who was from Monty Python. If you don't know him, most people don't know who he is. He mostly played the women characters of Monty Python. And he was also an actual historian. And historian-wise, when he was a historian, and then when the comedy thing took off, he went with that. So... you know, pour one out for all these four homies. Well, we're going to talk about another one in a second. We did have a little editing scaffo, so whatever you want to say. But guys, that's it for right now. Sorry about all that. Kobe Bryant passed away tragically in a helicopter crash with his daughter and friends who were in the helicopter with him as well. There were 9 people in total. Our hearts go out to all of them. He was a phenomenal athlete that tested the boundaries of everything. He is one of his best friends was Michael Jordan, who taught him this, who, you know, he learned from both of them. Guys, please, our hearts go out to him, his daughter, and their friends.
So I didn't want to take away from people mourning one of their heroes, essentially, and I didn't want to take away from a lot of people who had genuinely good and fun and happy memories of this very influential athlete. However, I also feel like we would be doing a disservice to people who did not have positive or happy memories of Kobe Bryant, yep, if we didn't mention the fact that he was basically a convicted rapist.
Yeah.
If you're going to celebrate the good parts of his life, you have to also acknowledge the not so good parts.
Yep.
Otherwise, you would be doing a great disservice to the victims.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That being said, I don't want to take away from a lot of our friends who have been worshiping him as a hero because he was incredibly influential in the sport. Yeah.
But also,
but he did have a dark side.
Yes.
Also, our thoughts go out to his daughter and the other people in the helicopter that passed away. Because it wasn't just him. It was 7 other people that died in the helicopter with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 other people. Anyway,
it
doesn't matter. But
yeah, 7, not including him and his daughter.
It's a hell of a tragedy, for sure. Loss of life was never easy.
Yeah. And the saddest part about it is his wife is probably the worst person to be right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
they are getting that, she's probably getting that backlash from both sides.
She lost her daughter and her husband.
Yeah.
And probably her
very friend. Suddenly. Yeah. And, yeah.
I still yell Kobe when I throw things in trash cans or anything.
I watched one of our friends at work. I watched Mandrew go, Kobe. Aww.
Nope. I've made it every time because you know what? I want that legacy to live on. Kobe.
Oh my God.
Or as Dr. Amon Kringle says, Kobe.
So Jeez, 2 years ago, Kobe Bryant won an Oscar for the animated short category called Dear Basketball.
Aww.
So, you know, he's a man of many traits.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Yep. So let's get In Memoriam out of the way. So.
Yeah.
I
like to get that out of the way early because I don't want to follow crazy shit with that.
All right. Sequel talk.
Oh, no.
National Treasure 3 is happening.
Oh,
12
no.
years.
No.
After National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets.
No, I saw both the originals in theaters and the second one was terrible. Oh, no. Oh, no. What else? What else?
Gremlins 3, The Secret of the Mogwai, is happening in 2021.
I still need to watch Gremlins.
Look, Tesla is even looking
at me. You've never seen Gremlins?
I've never seen Gremlins.
Whoa. Yeah, little Tesla's like...
I know. What? I'm sorry, Tesla. I'm sorry, buddy.
And also, Lethal Weapon 5, happening with original director and cast.
Wow. Okay. Come
here, Tesla. Are you excited for that?
Sure. That could be good.
Matrix 4 starts shooting in San Francisco in a couple of weeks.
The Wachowskis are fully involved, right?
Only one of the Wachowskis are.
Oh, damn. All right.
I think
Lana. I'm pretty sure it's Lana.
Is involved, but the other is not.
Okay.
Reboot rumors. James and the Giant Pizza get James and the
Giant Pizza.
In the Giant Pizza? James and the Giant Pizza? That sounds like an amazing millennial remake of this movie.
James and the Giant Pizza, like little cat Pizza. That is a super millennial, like chunky
cat
with
Pizza.
Wow.
James and the Giant Peach is getting a reboot from Disney.
Wow.
Don't know if it's going to be live action. Don't know.
Love the old one.
I love the old one too, and they're probably going to make Tim Burton do the thing that I did with Dumbo. And
my name is James.
That's and Bambi's getting a live action treatment as well.
Boo. Boo. Where's the boo sound effect?
Boo.
That's already depressing. I mean, it's probably going to be like about, maybe it might have a good. Maybe they're trying to...
Don't give Disney that.
Okay.
Like, since ever they started the live action with... It was Jungle Book first or Cinderella?
I think it was Cinderella first.
Ever since... I watched Cinderella. I hated it. I watched Jungle Book. I hated it.
Actually, the live action... the animated to live action trend for Disney really started with Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland.
The first one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically.
It really started with Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland.
But to be honest with you... They've just gotten worse as they've gone on.
I like Beauty and the Beast.
There was one or two that Beauty and the Beast was okay.
Emma Watson can't sing, but she can act.
Yes. There was a few that were okay. What else we got, though? Sorry.
What else we got for live action remakes?
I hope Bambi does the same thing with Lady and the Tramp, that it just comes out on Disney+.
And Lady and the Tramp was one of the good ones, I think.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. They did a really great reenactment of the Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
All right.
Super cute.
TV Bites. Are you ready for this?
Cool.
Dun, 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 dun.
Captain Jack Harkness.
Yes.
Is coming back to Doctor Who.
Yes, I'm 100% down for this. I will actually watch Doctor Who again if they bring back Captain Jack Harkness. Okay. I miss John Barrowman. He's awesome.
Mandalorian Season 2 happening in October 2020.
Yes, this is the way.
And the other thing I wanted to say is that, for sequel talk, Patron told us beforehand, before we started recording, that Sam Raimi could be in talks to direct Doctor Strange 2 in the Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
I wanted you to give the exact reaction that you gave it to us.
Oh, I forgot the reaction I gave.
But as long as it's stop motion claymation.
Oh yeah.
What if it's stop motion claymation?
That could be cool. I could see them doing that, doing some claymation for the weird trippy shit.
Because
the weird trippy shit was the best part of the first Doctor Strange. Yes. Oh, you need to plug your laptop in, dude. Plug it in.
And the other thing I wanted to say is that... there's one other thing I want to talk about before. So you know Tormund, right?
To who?
Tormund.
Tormund Giantsbane.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is in talks to be possibly cast in Witcher Season 2.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. And also,
100%.
There is a leaked Phase 5 slate announcement from Marvel. Now okay. Take this with a grain of salt, so you know, just, like, take it with a grain of salt.
What do we got?
Avengers Secret Wars.
Okay.
Deadpool Comes Home.
Oh.
Thunderbolts.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay.
Spider-Man Sinister 6.
Oh, okay.
Wolverine versus Hulk.
Oh, yes.
Are these real?
Doctor Doom. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And my favorite, Namor the Submariner.
Wait, how is Namor the Submariner your favorite on a list that includes Wolverine and Doctor Doom?
Because we've already seen them.
No, we haven't. First off, it's not going to be. It's almost definitely not going to be Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. So I can't.
What happens if Disney throws all the money at him?
I don't think he wants to come back.
And he could be the next RDJ.
I think they want to cast someone younger. I think they would be awesome if they cast. I forgot the guy's name, but the guy on Letterkenny. He's the short, buff, and super quiet dude on Letterkenny. I forgot his name, but anyone out there who's listening, tweet at me what the actor's name is.
All right.
Phenomenal.
And the last thing I want to talk about is that you're a Starfleet fanatic from Star Trek, correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay, I know
have where you're you going. Have you seen with this.
The new logo? Yes, I have.
For Space Force.
Space Force.
It is, they got it from Star Trek.
It's literally the Starfleet logo. It's 100% Starfleet Command. Look, I just want everyone to know, like, I'm going to audition for Star Command Band. 100%, not Star Command, for Space Force.
If they issue you a lightsaber, oh, I'm probably going to join.
Oh, God.
The thing is,
oh,
first...
Did you see that they made camo?
you have to say quotations.
Yeah, air quotes camo.
Camo, and everyone fucking laughed because where the fuck... Are you gonna get camouflage in space?
It's really dumb. It's really, really dumb.
Who the fuck thinks of this?
It's really dumb.
Yep. Anyway, that's my 2 cents.
But also we're not gonna mention anything else that happened today, with the Senate, but it's okay. Yeah, guys, so that has been our show. Thank you, Marty the Eric Zimmer, for letting us use your website. Also, Kevin George, thank you for letting us use your music. Guys, you can find us on lowrandpictures.com. Go check out Your 30 Guys on their tab. They're amazing.
If you haven't listened to the Your 30 episode where the Admiral makes an appearance and they talk about Dolomite Is My Name, I finally listened to it, and it's fucking hysterical.
With the honkies?
Just like everything the Your 30 Guys do, especially Marty, they're... And the Arrogant Observer. They're both hysterical. And I've been told that one or both of them come into Swapper Jacks all the time. I need to meet these guys.
One does. The other one has never but, Swapper Jacks.
Yep, right. Yep.
Very sad.
Hey, it wasn't me.
The first time it was you.
Shut up. Y'all should take shots whenever that happens.
But yeah, one of them comes into Swapper Jacks, but the other has never been into a Swapper Jacks. Or he has come into Swapper Jacks and was like, whoa, this is too busy, and then walks out.
I want to thank all of our Swapper Jacks friends, all our family that continually support the podcast and tweet at us and email us. I promise when we get email, we will absolutely read it on the show. You read out 5-star reviews, right?
Yep.
If you give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
On iTunes.
We'll read it out loud on the show.
My favorite is, I love this podcast more than fucking Quentin Tarantino. And I don't know how that's supposed to be read.
Yes.
But I love that. yeah, guys, you know, email us at cinemagems15@gmail.com, or you can follow
But my show at
The Robear 2010 on Twitter and The Robear MMX on Instagram.
Patron?
Patty Cake 10 on Instagram, Panda Patty Party on Twitter.
All right, and
Panda
also
Patty Party, I love it.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Holland Sci-Fi. And guys, also just like I said, email us at cinemajones15@gmail.com. Marty the Eric Zipper, thank you so much. You're amazing. And also, guys, please do me a favor. Stop signs are not an option. You should really stop at them.
Oof.
Just going to say that.
Can I also mention that everyone, pretty much everyone, has this useful little tool on the back and front of their automobile called blinkers.
Don't you need fluid for that?
So, yeah, just drive safe out there, everyone. People are crazy. And also, be kind to each other.
And also, guys, yes, it is the start of a new year still. Valentine's Day is coming up, so a lot of people will be kind of, like, depressed.
Do be considerate for your single friends, please. If look, if you have a loved one to share this Valentine's Day with, enjoy that Valentine's Day with them and focus on treating them as well as you can. Because honestly, like, bragging about your significant other on social media and blasting it to everyone does not further the ego of your significant other. And it also just makes people feel bad.
And also, can we talk that basically Valentine's Day was made from the
candy company.
Yep.
Greeting card company.
Yeah.
It was a collaboration effort.
Collaboration.
Yeah. I made up that word because that's what happened.
Like biodisintegratable.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be kind. Be kind, everyone.
And care about it and respect other people's
decisions.
And also privacy. Bubbles.
Yeah.
If you don't know somebody, maybe don't touch him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unless you get the okay from the person.
Consent is important, is what we're going for here.
But guys, but yeah, look.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next week, and we're going to have a possible special episode.
Oh.
Because Sonic is coming out next week.
Oh, yeah.
So we may have a special episode. We're going to have a choice between two horrible video game movies.
Yep.
And we don't know which one we're going to go with.
Is it supposed to be bad?
We don't know yet, but I think we're kind of bracing ourselves for the worst. We're hoping for the best, but expecting the worst.
Yeah. Okay. Valentine's Day movie? Did we decide?
I really want it to be Fantasy Island, but you didn't want to do that one.
Aww.
So it's okay. But yeah, we won't get into that. We're already an hour over. All right, guys, so we'll see you later. Wipe your hooves. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone.
Mahalo.